In my prosperity, I said I shall never be moved. Psalm 30, verse 6. Moab settled on his lees. He had not been emptied from vessel to vessel. Give a man wealth. Let his ships bring home continually rich freights. Let the winds and waves appear to be his servants to bear his vessels across the bosom of the mighty deep. Let his lands yield abundantly. Let the weather be propitious to his crops. Let uninterrupted success attend him. Let him stand among men as a successful merchant. Let him enjoy continued health. Allow him, with braced nerve and brilliant eye, to march through the world and live happily. Give him the buoyant spirit. Let him have the song perpetually on his lips. Let his eye be ever sparkling with joy, and the natural consequence of such an easy state to any man, let him be the best Christian who ever breathed, will be presumption. Even David said, I shall never be moved, and we are not better than David, nor half so good. Brother, beware of the smooth places of the way, if you are treading them, or if the way be rough, thank God for it. If God should always rock us in the cradle of prosperity, if we were always dandled on the knees of fortune, if we had not some stain on the alabaster pillar, or if there were not a few clouds in the sky, if we had not some bitter drops in the wine of this life, we should become intoxicated with pleasure. We should dream we stand, and stand we should, but it would be upon a pinnacle. Like the man asleep upon the mast, each moment we should be in jeopardy. We bless God then for our afflictions. We thank him for our changes. We extol his name for losses of property. For we feel that had he not chastened us thus, we might have become too secure. Continued worldly prosperity is a fiery trial. Afflictions, though they seem severe, in mercy oft are sent.